Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. Welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. Thank you for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. You know, it's a hybrid. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but you know it's good. It's the season, 'tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. So, hope you had a wonderful Christmas day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. It's still the season, gifts are still being given. People are still joyful and kind, and the air is brisk, and the lights are still shining, and so I can still say Merry Christmas. We are just a couple of days before the new year, and so I'm really excited. I know I've said this a few times, but years ago I came to the realization that I wanted to be happy and grateful for the year that I was in and not be dreading it and be like, oh my goodness, I'll be glad when this is over, blah, 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 blah. You know that spell. And because whether it's a old year or new year or the day before the new year, it's all about how we think about it. And so I just wanted to be happy and grateful for having gotten this far within this year, and then being happy and grateful to, as God wills, to cross over in the new year. And that part, just grateful and just thankful for another day, another moment. I think as we age and we mature, we become a little bit more balanced and more sensible and more rational and more reasonable, more relaxed. At least I think that's how it's supposed to be. I don't think that I was really like a ravished child, a teenager of sorts, but I know that I wasn't as even keel as I believe I'm becoming. I'm not saying I'm there yet, as I'm becoming, to balance life as it is and as it will happen. And so I'm appreciative of that. We cannot negate the things that are happening in the world. And, you know, I aim to refrain from speaking about certain things for a few reasons. And y'all have heard my disclaimers. And don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to speak on things. Sometimes a little hesitant. However, I say that to say this. If indeed there is something that you would like to hear my thoughts about or have a conversation about, please do not hesitate to email me at acwkim@outlook.com. I'll gladly welcome the conversation and or the topic. And again, the push, right? Because some things I feel like it's just being talked about so much, whereas all I am really doing is adding my opinion to it for the most part, or again, my thoughts about it. And, you know, you could take it or leave it. And then I also know that certain things aren't to be talked about only because of the gravity of it, or the fact that we still have to wait to the finish, right? Because again, then it's like you prophesying, right, about it, or you predicting what will happen for the most part. So that's kind of why I stray away from certain situations or certain topics. The other day, oh my goodness, it was in the morning, I decided to watch the news, and you know me, like I take some time from the news for a while, and then sometimes I'm just called to just find out what's going on in the world and what's happening. And then sometimes I just, you know, it's certain things I want to know about, right? Like the weather. But anyway, so I click on the news, I'm watching the news, and the most horrific thing occurred on Christmas Eve, where two young children have been fighting about gifts. And I think they were siblings, and I know they were siblings, but I believe that one had gotten more gifts than the other. And so, of course, this just happened, so I'm just getting like the snip of it for the most part. But it was so, I just sat here and I was just cringing and just heartfelt compassion in a sense of, how long will we continue to believe that these gifts and are more important than life and more important than people? That again, it makes up for any and everything, which is totally not true. And so one of the boys, because they were boys, they were fighting, one of the boys, they had to end up having a weapon, a gun, and shot the sister who was trying to break them up from arguing. And so the one who shot the sister, the other one took the gun and shot him. Like, it was just horrific. It was horrible on Christmas Eve. And so in my mind, I'm like, the devil just was all around, like just there present. And it's just sad that we don't have these conversations with ourselves or with children or with people to understand. And don't get, it's not an all to be all. It may be an isolated incident, which I doubt, because I'm sure it's happened before, nothing new under the sun. But it's just horrible, because now a woman, a mother who has lost their child, and then the officer in the news breaking, his comment was degenerates and all this stuff. So totally just denounced them as people or decent human beings or whatever. And again, okay, well, obviously their minds wasn't in the right place, but I can't even imagine the parents in the situation. And we have these conversations over and over again about who's to blame and whose fault it is and all this other stuff. But can we get to a solution, right? We can go on and on and on and on about, you know, procreating. And again, once we get there, and then how you rear these children. And I mentioned this before, you can make them, but you can't make their minds. I heard somebody tell me that a long time ago. And again, you hear that they mimic you, and you get, again, the environment, and then the education, so many different dynamics, and understanding that life is so complex, but it's still a horrible situation. And you want, you know, and you say, but for the grace of God go I. And for anybody that act as if it couldn't happen, you understand what I'm saying? We have to be mindful, because I don't think that morning when they woke up and preparing for the next day, that they thought that was going to be a part of their story, right? And even sometimes, and I have to forgive myself, because sometimes I can see certain things playing out based on information, based on scenarios, based on the people that's involved, right? And then again, who am I to say what the outcome is going to be? And so it just was really sad. And, you know, our prayers go out to their family, to their community, and to our young people. You know, I know somebody right now just praying for, you know, the generations that are to follow us, right? Because we've seen it too on social media, the difference of the generations based on how we grew up and what we're allowed to do and not allowed to do, what were the laws, what were the policies, you know, how education was, how community was, how family was. And it's just so different now. And it's really difficult to contend against what is contending against us, right? As far as humanity is concerned, as far as family is concerned, as far as our children is concerned. But I want to encourage myself and encourage you, you know, to stay the course, as far as, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. At the end of the day, if the discipline and the model that you received was a good one of character, of, you know, personality, of showing up, of, you know, being dedicated and being diligent, and then teaching that to those that are around you and instilling that to those that are around you and to your children, then, you know, have at it, because I think that is what's going to last beyond the gifts under the tree, right? Which is a whole nother discussion and conversation as far as Christmas is concerned and Christians is concerned, and whether or not it's pagan or whether or not it should happen or not. And, you know, we've been cultured to do stuff. I thought about a tree this year, and then I said to myself, I've never not had a Christmas tree. Like, never. Like, in my whole life, I've never not had it. And it's just an awe when you see one, right? If you see a beautiful one, because I've seen some Christmas trees. I'm not talking about Charlie Brown Christmas tree. They done made that real pretty. But I done see some, like, okay, is that how we decorating it? And then you want to just, because I'm like, it's a work of art. And it's a part of the holiday to see one. And, you know, I get, we even talk about, well, you know, Jesus was born in December, and he was born in the Middle East, or he was born in the, you know, he was born in Bethlehem and all this other stuff, in their environment and the time that he was born. And we may very well not know, but I've also heard a minister talk about one day, like, we don't even know we was born when we was born. We just know that's what they said. That's what somebody told us, that our birthday is our birthday. and they gave us a piece of paper, and that's what we roll with. We take it for what it is. And so I'm not arguing whether he was born in December or not. I don't care. What I do know is that he was born. That I know. And I know that he came for us, you know, and I believe in the story. I believe in the process of the fact that man had fallen and that we needed a savior. And so I say happy birthday to Jesus. Merry Christmas to y'all. And, you know, it's just sad too that during these holidays that, you know, people aren't able to be joyous and to be happy because they don't have their loved ones or people going. So we, you know, our hearts definitely go out to them. And then those that, again, find themselves with family and with friends, and then it's a horrible moment, right? And so we just pray. And I think that prayer and being mindful of how we're showing up and how we are treating people. I know, you know, you run into somebody and just angry, like, and you're like, why are you so mad? Like, what in the world? And they're angry about life. They're angry that somebody lied to them. They're angry that somebody left them. They're angry that somebody disappointed them. They're angry that it didn't turn out the way they thought it was going to turn out. And for a whole more reasons than I can even sit here and list and think about. But they're angry and they're hurt and they're upset. And for those that of us or people who are able to sense that, and you know, it's not to add to it. I think that some of those people become abusers, and I think that they try to manipulate and hurt people because they're hurt, right? Hurt people hurt people. You know, it says misery loves misery's company kind of thing. And so, you know, just not taking the onus on as it's not my fault, and nor is it my responsibility, but it is for me as a person who has either overcome anger or overcome hurt and betrayal and those things that life has thrown at us, you know, to help as much as we can, or not to be victimized, and then again to, you know, love them and to love on them to the best of our ability, that hopefully some of that anger and some of that hatred and malice and stuff would melt away. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, it's all about being better. So that's my thought on that. So I had got on a podcast the other night, and it was Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I had got on a podcast, but then I was interrupted. So I didn't get a chance to finish. And I promise you at this moment, I don't know what I was going to say, but I wanted to definitely get on, now. But one of the things that I want to talk about right now, there is something that is happening in Christendom or in the body of Christ. And the reason why I say that is because when there is ministers or preachers or people who proclaim the faith are in the spotlight in a negative way for whatever reason, you know, it is frowned upon for the whole. It's not perceived as an isolated incident. It's even certain times with cultures that when you see one person do something, it's like one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. Or, you know, we start generalizing and then it's like, see, that's why, or, you know. And I wanted to say that let's not do that. And I'm going to pause to say, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because what I realized as this is me, Kim, and I've been in the church a long time. I've been in the church a long time. And I'm not excusing anybody's behavior. Please understand that. I don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in, and I move accordingly. I move accordingly. I can't tell other people how to move. I can't tell other people how to follow. I can't tell other people what to do. And I purposely do not. Not my monkey, not my tree. However, what I'm not going to do is be penalized or have what I know to be the good part of it to be tainted, that's what I'm not going to do. I feel I have a responsibility in that regards because I'm a part of the body of Christ, because I am a professor of Christ and I'm a believer of Christ. Again, this is never ever, and y'all know that from listening to me for these few years, not to persuade anybody to be a believer. It's all about being a better person, a better human being, a better, you know, existence in our relationships and our businesses, you know, and stuff like that. For me personally, as a woman of faith, in this particular faith, it also, the same way how that Christmas Eve incident, it hurts me and I'm bothered by it. Now, having said that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. What we do know is this, it's the scripture that says that men continue in their sins because they're not readily dealt with. I say this all the time, that if we were living in the Old Testament, we probably wouldn't be living that part. Because God is a holy, holy God. And not only for the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ and Him alone, His grace and His mercy, and, you know, He long-suffering. God is long-suffering. You know, He accepts repentance. And He, a righteous man, falls seven times. You know, we get that. And it's funny how, and it's always a few sides, but it's funny how, again, we quick to put men, mostly, on pedestals. And then when they falter and when they show them true selves, or when they get caught up, or when they fall, then we walk away and now we done with them and they garbage and so on and so forth or whatever. Or again, hallelujah, they've been lying all this time and you know, it's just we real fickle people, real fickle believers, non-believers. It don't even matter. It don't matter your faith. It don't matter nothing. As a person, we fickle. So anywho, so now we are a fallen people. I thought about today, I thought about philosophy, and I think about philosophy a lot, and I love philosophy when I studied it. I love the poetry, I love the language, and I love how it talks about human nature. And I saw something, you know, you have with men and women alike, and I'm gonna say with men, and when I say men, it's interchangeable to certain extents for a woman as well as a man, or a male as well as a female. It's interchangeable in respect to our nature or our ability in certain instances, right? So you can have a woman that's greedy, you can have a man that's greedy, you can have a man that's lustful, you can have a woman that's lustful, you know, you can have a man that's loyal, you can have a woman that's loyal. So in that respect, I'm not speaking of as far as our masculinity or femininity. I'm not talking about that. So what happens is in philosophy, and I don't know if it's Machiavelli or if it's Socrates, Socrates, but I do know one of them anyway, but I do know that one of them references the fact that how if man is not governed by accountability, and if he's not governed by certain moralities, then he will actually fall. He will actually falter. So that's one part. When you think about the spiritual aspect of it, or the religious aspect of it, then you have the spiritual part where you have the enemy and his cunningness and his ability to beguile or bewitch, or the fool or the trick, or to capture, unfortunately, people, right? Then you have another part of what they're calling, like, it's another tier in the sense of when you're in the industry, or if you are big and stuff like that. So it's a few components that are playing out. What I do know is that I believe that there's a God that sit high and look low. Like, so none of this catches him by surprise. None of it he is just shocked or in awe about or whatever. But I don't want us or me to turn from the faith or to turn from, you know, having gathered or gleaned or learned or experienced something good when somebody turns bad or when somebody does something bad or when somebody doesn't actually walk totally the way they quote unquote say they walk or should walk or we think they walk, because ultimately we're all going to stand before God by ourselves. That's one. Two, we have to, at our age, and even we have to learn how to take the meat and throw away the bones. We have to learn how to, you know, discern. It's interesting enough that I don't even, and it's weird because I laugh at certain instances, because when you, I don't even know, it's weird, y'all, because I don't even know that my spirit, rather, is no longer interested. It's just not doing it no more. So it's not like I make a definitive, oh, I'm not messing with him, or I'm not talking to her, or I'm not dealing with this, or whatever. It literally just, you know, slowly, surely, is not a thing for me no more. They're not a thing for me no more. I'm not interested no more. I got what I got, whatever. I learned what I learned. I needed what I need, whatever it is. And then I'm able to transition and move on, which is a good quality to have that I didn't even know I had. I don't know what you call it. But I noticed that. I noticed it with a few ministers, a few people in my life. And now at that point, because for me, I have a high tolerance for one pain, and I have a high tolerance for people only because I know how we are. A high tolerance where, you know, for me, I know people, you yell or you scream or you do something wrong, they done and that's it. Forget about it. It ain't no forgiveness. It's a wash or whatever. But the same grace that I want is the same grace that I want to extend. The same mercy that I cry out to the Lord for is the same mercy I want to extend. But what I've said, and this is a good one, and I have to go back and listen to it, that forgiveness is not acceptance. Or the fact that if somebody apologizes or we good, it don't mean that we continue to walk together because we resolve whatever we resolve. Even reconciliation is reconciling and understanding that, okay, this happened, that happened, this was said, that was said, I feel this way, you feel this way, you good, I'm good, or you not good, well, I hope you be good because I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like that part. And it just happens, even in these relationships that we have, like at some day, I had a girlfriend to tell me one day, like, you know, one day you wake up and it's not even a thing anymore. That day, I don't know what day that's going to be. I don't know when that day happened, but I know it's coming. I know it has, you know, passed, depending on the situation and circumstances of the relationship and the person and the personal perseverance, that you have in order to move beyond the situation, because it's about us being whole individuals, you know, not being broken and compartmentalized and or conflicted in the relationships that we have, whether it's with somebody or with music or with a minister or with a teaching or with whatever it is. You understand what I'm saying? Because those are still relationships. Regardless of how you want to define it or whatever. And I had one of my friends, we was doing that, my friend and me, we was doing that, defining what relationships are and all this stuff. The fact that you have in my thoughts and my mind and thinking about the definition that you are having some interaction with this entity or this thing, and you have a relationship with it. And so, and I could, it could be a play on words or it could be another word. If it is, let me know. But they're transformable and they change, and we have to be mindful of it and not be so caught up. As far as me, what helps me big time is that religion is one of the biggest manipulators throughout history. And I think a lot of people refrain from even coining themselves religious because it appears to be cultic, or it becomes to be this mystical thing, or it becomes this thing that has all these followers and just one leader kind of thing. But when I think about Jim Jones, and I think a big thing is people stay longer than they want to stay, or they stay longer than they need to stay, because if they have to acknowledge the wrong, then they have to address their lack of discernment, or they have to address why they were there, and why they were there was not for a legitimate reason. And so they rather go all the way. And you have some people that's just loyal. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all know me. I'm a loyal person to what I'm loyal to. There's some people in my life that can never do wrong. And even if they do wrong, I still love them. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's complex in that way. Then I would say, you know, and for me, y'all know me, I gotta watch the news. I gotta watch the clips. I gotta watch everything because I want to hear and I want to know so I can make my own personal decision on how I'm gonna speak about it, or how I'm gonna move on or continue on or whatever, and whatever I do. And again, people want to know why. And when it comes to my faith, I'm a representative of that. And so when somebody, and of course, you know, the enemy don't want anybody to believe in Jesus. That's first of all. And he didn't want nobody believing in God. That's second of all. And he sure enough don't want nobody to go to holy heaven. That's third of all. And the fact is, that's where he do still kill and destroy. And so we, you know, we look at it. And the interesting thing, scripture, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. When we're not doing what we're supposed to do, and we're up here dibbling and dabbling in things before we get to where we need to be, or we get caught up in, you know, something that we ought not to be, it's just a matter of time. And it is not until there is a repentance of turning away. It is until, you know, it's really like, you know, Lord, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know, until it's surrender, or until I'm genuinely sorry, which again, pride goes before the fall. So you'll have people who literally know that their walk is wrong and what they're doing is wrong, and they're misleading people, and will refuse to turn from that and apologize and to restore the brokenness. But then I say, okay, are you an agent of the enemy? And that's when it comes to a level of discernment. And I really want to believe, and this is my naivety, but I want to believe that people get into faith and they get into things wholeheartedly and genuinely because it's something in us that desires the truth. It's something in us that desires community. It's something in us that desires it. And it's like you get into it, and if you're a leader or a follower, however you, it can go astray if it's not an accountability, if it's not a checks and balance, if nobody can pull your coattail, or if you think ain't nobody watching. And when I grew up, and I know my mother said, God know and see everything. And so it's sad because you have people who mislead people. I found out the other day, and I'm like, you know, like, why would you even try, like, you got people, it's wolves in the world, and you got people who taking advantage of people, and you got people who are on high alert because they've been taken advantage of, and that's what hurts me, that's what bothers me, because why are you trying to take advantage of somebody? Why are people still trying to steal and scam and all this other stuff? Because there's people in the world that's just like that. And that's what my heart goes out to. The victims. You know what I'm saying? My heart goes out to the people, again, who succumb to the foolishness and succumb to the shenanigans and succumb to the manipulation of people. And that means that at this year, I don't get me wrong, I feel like if you see somebody and they're vulnerable and they're weak, that you shouldn't take advantage of them. But I also know that a wolf is going to be a wolf. And if somebody see prey, that they going to prey on them. Yes, you know I'm saying? Like, that is... And then it's like, okay, but why would you take advantage of me when you know that I'm weak? And it's like, that's just survival of the fittest. And that's why we have to become strong and we have to become wise and we have to, you know, be careful. You know, I always tell people that I love, because like, be good. And if you can't be good, be careful. You know, pay attention. Those are lifelong pearls that I've had. What I'm praying that, you know, I can instill that in those that are around me, because it's so imperative and so important. And, you know, I thank God. When I say thank you, Lord, I thank God how he's watched over me and he's had me in places that were safe. And then when it wasn't safe, that he gave me a way of escape, or I'm able to, you know, not be involved and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not bashing anybody. I'm not knocking anybody. And the only reason... One is because these are still people, right? And they got families and they got lives, and it's not good for them, and it's not okay, because again, you represent something that's really big, that now it's another, you know, taunt on that thing that is a right thing, that now people are going to stray away from, or people are going to fall away, or people are going to feel some kind of way. And it's a good thing to believe in a holy and righteous God. It's a good thing to believe in Jesus Christ. It's a good thing to believe in the Holy Spirit. It's a good thing to have fellowship in a place of healing. It's a good thing to hear a word that's going to encourage you and bless you and to strengthen you and to give you wisdom. And that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing at all. And so, you know, it's like, don't shoot the messenger kind of thing. Or the fact of the matter is, you know, a donkey talk for God. You know, he used a donkey. He could use whoever he want to use to get a word out. And the question at the end of the day is, you know, will we be used by God and be beneficial for God, and then not, you know, taunt and mess up that in which God gave? You understand what I'm saying? Like, that part. Because gifts, and I think about this all the time, the word declares that gifts are without repentance. So you can be gifted. We see a lot of gifted people, but they don't have no character. We see excellent orators and they don't have no character. We see excellent musicians, and you have excellent people who can do excellent things because they're gifted. It's just a natural thing that you have, or something that you learn, and yet still you have no character. Or again, you've been deceived, or you feel ain't nobody watching you. And now, and I thought about this too, we're living, I don't even understand. It's stuff, what they call the cloud, which is funny, the cloud. Who up there? And I don't understand how, again, the word declares trust, put your trust in no man. And I said, I don't know, I didn't say this on a podcast yet, but if they sin with you, I got this a few months ago. If they sin with you, they will sin against you. You understand what I'm telling you? Ain't no honor among thieves. And people will throw people under the bus, or people will walk away thinking that. And it's so interesting because, again, I'm telling y'all, I watch this stuff play out, and stuff that I will refrain from sharing as far as my thoughts are concerned, for a few reasons. But it's interesting, but it's also sad if it be true. But also the scripture that says, let it not even be named amongst you. Let it not even be named so much. You let somebody not even think that you not walking in God. Let them not even perceive or have a thought that you not walking holy and you not walking righteous, or you not doing the right thing, or You know, that's what it say. And it also says what's done in the dark come out in the light. And so we can, hallelujah, we can, you know, use scripture however we want to use scripture. And you've heard it, you've seen it. But it don't even matter at the end of the day, because God gonna get the final say. And it says his word will not return void. That's what it say. So when I say, Lord, have mercy on me, I'm saying it genuinely and wholeheartedly, because again, it's a way to a man that seems right, but that he has good intentions. It's a way to him that seems right, but to the end is destruction. And so we have to be careful in this journey, in this walk. And what I do know and what I thank God for, that he didn't, I'm just going to use the word promote, but he did not use Moses until Moses was 80 years old. Even though he had been with him, I'm going to say that God been with Moses from the time he was born. But when it came to ministry and it came to leadership and it came to doing what he was supposed to do, it wasn't until he was 80 years old. And so a lot of us are sitting in places where we feel depleted, or we feel like we don't have more in us, or we feel like we've plateaued or whatever. And that is definitely not the case, because there's something I had to tell somebody the other day. You're here and you exist because somebody in this world needs you. And it may not be on a wide spectrum. It just may not be. It may be on a little spectrum. It may be one person. God knows. I don't know. But the good that we can do, let's do that part. And again, even with the conversations and we seeing all this stuff playing out, people about tired. But I don't want us to lose hope or lose faith, especially in this season. And how ironic, the season and the time. That's to be watched too. It said there will be a great falling away. And then when you get into Revelation, God is dealing with the church. He's actually dealing with the church. And it said that he's going to deal with the church first, and he's going to deal with the people who say they're believers first. Because whoever supposed to know already what supposed to do, what's supposed to be done, and you're not doing it. He ain't trying to deal with the people that ain't his. It's like, God forbid, if something happened with your child, and their friends, you going to deal with your child, and then you going to tell their friends to go and deal with their, let them parents deal with them, and you may call them and say, your child, da 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 da, da deal with them, but you going to deal with yours. I'm checking you, because you represent me. And for me and my house, we shall, hallelujah, serve the Lord. So I thought about that, and I think it's just really intriguing. Y'all already know what I'm talking about. It don't make no sense to have to, you know, whatever. And we just plead the blood. So we just plead the blood, and I just thank you guys for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of the day. I did want to say again, thank God for a whole year, 2023. We made it through a pandemic, and, you know, we made it through some stuff, and we got some more stuff to make it through. And so, you know, as, you know, God wills, and as he wills, you know, we're going to see how this journey of life will continue to take us as we watch how other things are playing out across the world and in our own country. You know, we bless the world. We, you know, because we're people. And, you know, I get about tired of being, you know, y'all over here and they over here, and we all people. And then you decide who get to live and who get to die. Like, where they do that at? Or who important and who not important? Or who valuable and who not valuable? Or who worth the fight and who not worth the fight? Who gets to be excused and who don't get to be excused? Like, that part. And I guess, you know, that's just a part of society or whatever, and that's just what they chose or whatever. But I just thank God that there's something in it. You know, you may not ascribe to it as Jehovah, you may not ascribe to it as God, or you may not ascribe to it, but there is a God somewhere. And it's bigger than what we know it to be. And I'm glad to be a part of it in that respect. Right? That we're here and we have life and we have breath in our bodies and we're able bodies. And I thank God for all that we've been able to accomplish and being in our right minds. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, we take it for granted just being able to remember. Like I remember. Lord have mercy. Ain't nobody forget. And that's the thing. People don't forget. I ain't forget. Like, I watch stuff play out, and I ain't forget. And then I saw something the other day, like, people try to make you forget. They switched it up. And whoever listening, like, I'm not mad at you. Do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Again, I plead the blood of Jesus, for I know he's real. Real in my soul. And so you guys stay up. I want to wish y'all a happy, happy year. A happy, happy year. A happy, happy year. Happy new year. Happy year. Happy life. I saw something. I stopped saying this. They used to say a happy life is a happy wife is a happy life. And then somebody said, how about we say a happy spouse is a happy house, right? Meaning that both parties are equally as important. And so thinking about that, and, you know, it's work to be done in our relationships. It's work to be done in our lives. But we're grown. We're mature. You know, people make choices, and people get to make choices. They get to make their choices. We do. We just have to make sure we making the right choices. And again, it's only, but the grace of God. Because I was talking to somebody the other day, and it's like, you know, and listening to something also today, but it came to the point of, you don't know what decision you would make in certain instances that some people have encountered that you probably will never encounter, right? You don't know what deals you would make. You don't, if the opportunity presented itself for whatever reason. And so we have to be mindful of what people are may be or have been up against that forced them, but they do get to make choices. And we've had people who've made choices and then they decided, like, I don't want to do that no more. And we already know, my mother would say, it's easy to say hello and hard say goodbye. It's how many times you and I aim to live with no regrets, God knows. But how many times have people you met people that you felt you should have just kept on walking by? You like, I should have never gave him my number. I should have never gave her my number. I should have never became their friend. I shouldn't have, whatever. Like, you know, that part. And I don't think that we are, I'm not going to say easy. I think that we're really hard because we can scrutinize. We fickle as about the cuss. We fickle. And so, you know, I'm going to, because I don't know if within a few days I'm going to be on, but I just want to say a brief prayer for us. And then we're going to have a happy year, right? Most gracious Heavenly Father, it's once again, oh God, you have allowed us to assemble. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. I thank you for authentic conversation with Kim, oh God, that have allowed a platform, that have allowed those to join in. And I pray for each listener that would ever listen to this podcast or the podcast, that the cast that have already happened and the ones to come. I pray for their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that they have wisdom. I pray that they will have what they need. And I pray, oh God, for your mercy upon them as well as us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you would help us to realize that it's something greater than us. And yet and still, it says that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And that we are more than conquerors. That's what your word declares. And so whatever my listeners and our conversation, whatever we're going through, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would help us to get through it in maturity and growth, oh God, and grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would keep us from evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, Mama Yorokosa. I pray, oh God, that you would bring us the goodness of the land, oh God, the goodness of your spirit, oh God, the goodness, oh God, that is desired in our hearts and our minds. I pray, oh God, that we would heal from whatever hurt, oh God, whether it was childhood hurt, oh God, whether it was adult hurt, oh God, whether it was professional or business hurt, relationship hurt, Father God, family hurt. I pray that we would heal from it wholeheartedly and genuine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be better for having gone through it in the name of Jesus, that we would be mindful of how we speak, we would be mindful of how we show up, that we would have that peace that surpasses all understanding in our lives and how we move, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your glory may be revealed around us and in us in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for their endeavors. I pray, oh God, as we've ended this year, we're ending, oh God, on a good note. We thank you that everyone is accounted for in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, as we cross over, oh God, as your will into the new year, oh God, that the doors that you would open for us, oh God, in finances and the doors that you will open in business and the doors that you will open in relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the doors that you will open in growth and maturity and health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be bold and courageous, oh God, and excited in the name of Jesus to walk through. For you, your word declares, oh God, that you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, that we may prosper and be in good health even as our souls will prosper. Father God, whatever needs to be restored, I pray that you restore it in the name of Jesus. Even in this day, oh God, even in the 2 days we have before we go into the new year, that you could do anything but fail. For it's not the new year that changes us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but it's the renewing of our minds that changes, oh God. And so even in this moment, in this time, oh God, whatever needs to be renewed, that you would do it and that we go boldly and excited. Pray for those across the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are sitting right now, oh God, wondering how they're going to make it, how it's going to happen, oh God, that you would show up, because just as you showed up, oh God, and the wise men came, oh God, that you would show up for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Please have mercy upon us. But even as Paul would say, when I would do the right thing, evil is ever so present. Then when I try to do the right thing, I find myself doing the wrong thing. Lord, have mercy upon our soul. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who? That would be you. For truly what's impossible with man is possible with you. Help us to not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways, we acknowledge you. And we'll be so careful. I, on behalf of those that's listening, would be so careful to give you all the honor, all the glory. Have your way. Move by your spirit, oh God, in our world, in the name of Jesus. In this world, the world that we live in, for we know truly is not ours. But in this world, we pray, bless the children, bless them as they prepare to go back to school, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our institutions, bless our roads, give us road mercy. We take it not for granted. Bless our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our minds, give us creativity, oh God, to be inventive and creative, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. Bless our eyes, what we see and what we hear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Asking for spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to see and hear what you when you would show us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, being able to decipher and to discern good from evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless now only as you have blessed. We thank you for every day in this year. And we thank you for the days ahead. And if anything, oh God, that one would be needing and one would want prayer about, oh God, whether it's a family member, whether it's themselves, whether it's something that they want to do, something they need to do, something that needs to be done, oh God, we lift it up right now in the name of Jesus. For truly your word declares that we can ask you anything and in agreement according to your will, it would be done. And again, as I mentioned, your will is that we would prosper and be in good health even as our souls would prosper. May it be so. Hallelujah. Help us to love you, oh God, with all our hearts, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength. And help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Keep us out of harm's way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, I ask in the name of Jesus. Say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Imagine my face.